With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being evenly divided, the Vice President votes in the affirmative. The bill as amended is passed.
The U.S. Senate has passed the Big Beautiful Bill on a tie-breaking vote by Vice President J.D. Vance. The bill next goes back to the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana warned of big revisions from his chamber's version. But senators did make changes, particularly to Medicaid health care. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more on the bill's return to the House.
House moderate Republicans and hardline conservatives express increasing opposition to the Senate's version of the Big Beautiful Bill a day before the lower chamber is set to consider the legislation, a daunting dynamic for GOP leaders as they race to meet their self-imposed Friday deadline that could be make or break in the lower chamber. At least six moderate House Republicans are planning to vote no on the Senate bill in its current form as they air concerns about changes to Medicaid and the rollback of green energy tax credits, among other provisions. On Capitol Hill, I'm Bernie Bennett.
Iran assessing the damage and lashing out over the American and Israeli airstrikes that damaged its nuclear sites. But the Iranian government kept open the possibility of resuming talks with Washington over its atomic program. Lisa Dwyer reports on new information in the shooting deaths of two firefighters in Idaho.
Authorities say the man who shot and killed two firefighters shot the firefighters after they asked him to move his vehicle. The shooter also critically wounded a third firefighter during a barrage of gunfire that lasted for hours. The firefighters had raced to battle a blaze at Canfield Mountain in Idaho, which was intentionally set by the shooter. Authorities also say it appears the shooter then killed himself. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is SRN News. A new poll examines the influence of fathers.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that boys who have good relationships with their dads have better family life and adulthood. 65% of men who got along with their fathers say they are satisfied in their married life, compared to 58% of men who had a negative relationship with dad. Men who got on well with their fathers are also more likely to be on good terms with their own children, 53% to 44%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
LGBT activists wrapped up Gay Pride this month with raucous parades in multiple cities over the weekend, but major U.S. companies have been withdrawing support for Gay Pride events, reflecting a broader walking back of diversity and inclusion efforts amid shifting public sentiment. NYC Pride says that about 20% of its corporate sponsors have dropped or reduced support, including PepsiCo and Nissan. This is SRN News. Heavy flooding in central and southern China has led to at least 9 deaths and displacement of thousands.
Rivers have overtopped dikes and poured into city streets, housing complexes and shopping malls. Rapid urban development appears to have worsened the problem. And the Communist Party authorities, who control all media, have been especially reticent in their news releases about the toll floods have taken. Although China experiences flooding each summer, the images are some of the most dramatic in years, and many of them have spread on social media to avoid official censors. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Humanoid robots have captivated fans in Beijing with a fully autonomous soccer match powered by artificial intelligence. On Saturday, 4 teams of robots competed in a 3-on-3 tournament, marking a first in China and previewing the upcoming World Humanoid Robot Games. More details at srnnews.com.